Happy to welcome you to House Judiciary today. The time is 1:22, and I am Vice Chair Dahlstrom, and we are joined today with Chair Ramirez, Representative Coghill, and Representative Gruenberg, and we anticipate other members of the committee to arrive as they are done testifying on their bills. Before us today, we have Senate Bill 260, which is the advisors bill, and we have, I believe, Pam Finley, who's here. If you would come up to the table, please, Pam, and identify your name and your affiliation. And this is a yearly event doing this, and we're happy to see you and appreciate very much the work that you put into getting things corrected and making them right. So
thank
the floor
you.
Is yours.
I do appreciate the this committee hearing the bill so promptly, given the time we have. Yes, this is the revisor's bill. It is provided for by statute. It is even mentioned in the Constitution as an exception to the single subject rule. Its purpose is to correct errors in the statutes without making any policy changes. Sometimes there are errors, but I can't figure out what policy to choose, so I just don't deal with them. So this just contains ones that I feel confident about how to fix the problem. In this particular bill, there are some cleaning up statutes regarding the Board of Dispensing Opticians because they no longer exist. There are some criminal statutes where the word crime is changed to offense because the thing being described is a violation, which is not really a crime, but it is an offense. Several updates of federal statutes, the education statutes that changed, the Jones Act that was renumbered, and the Interstate Commerce Commission, which was abolished in 1995, getting rid of references to that. There are a couple sections that are intended to improve the statutes. One adds a short title for the Public Records Act so that we can refer to it by a statutory short title, and the other moves a definition concerning cigarettes to the correct place. With that, I believe the committee has a section, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Are there any questions from committee members?
Madam Chair,
I do.
Representative Coghill.
I have at least one that I need to have explained to me. So on page 22, section 53, maybe Ms. Finley can help me understand the difference between the language being deleted, grounds for denial of, and failure to meet the requirements of. And if there was a regulation adopted or just.
This is
section 53.
This has to do with, it refers to, it used to be that AS 4735019 and 021 referred to denying of a foster care license, and those sections were repealed back in 2005. And instead, when those sections were repealed, the Department of Health and Social Services was authorized to adopt regulations to impose licensing requirements. So what used to be a statutory grounds for denial is now the licensing requirements are based on regulation. So that's just a change. I think this was requested by the department.
Yeah, and thank you. I just I wasn't too sure about 4735, 19, and 21. But it sounds to me then that in changing that, then regulations were adopted, and you're asking for this section on the prima facie evidence to meet the requirements of those regulations.
Yes, through the chair, that is correct. Because actually, this section should have been amended when 4735019 and 021 were repealed,
yeah.
And they weren't.
Follow up.
I'm satisfied with that one. The other one that just caught my eye real quickly was on the last page 23, section 55, and data and date were changed. And was that an oversight, or?
Yes, I think it was probably a typo.
Okay.
Because it says based on 15% of the population, which has to be based on census data, not date.
So has that created a problem? Would you ever run into a roadblock on that?
Actually, I was asked to change this by the Department of Law, and I don't know what brought it to their attention precisely.
And Madam Chair,
follow up.
I'm satisfied with that one too. It just caught my eye, and I knew that it could have very well be a typo. And I read it several times, and I couldn't come up with date in there either. So, and then the other question is on notification of federal rule changes under the U.S. Code. I noticed there's a range of issues in here where the codes were changed. Just for your office purposes, explain to me how you are made aware of those on a regular basis.
We, unfortunately, through the chair, we have no specific method. I try to keep my eye on them in looking at, there are the Law Week summaries which come out, which talk about things that are happening at the federal level. And mostly they are brought to our attention, or we just find them. We do go through, the office goes through about 7 to 8 titles every year, just reading them and checking these kind of references. And so a lot of the errors are caught in that process, just sheer editorial review.
Yeah, I'm sure that could do a lot for a person's sense of humor.
Patience.
Right.
So then the other question on process is all I'm asking is, we have a regulation review committee, and many times we find we stumble over something because of a mistake, and other times a misuse. Are you in regular contact with them? Do they contact you? How do we work from the legislative point?
Through the chair, Representative Coghill, we have in our office someone who is looking at regulations, and certainly she will tell me if she finds mistakes. A lot of the errors that are in the revisor's bill are caught because of our editorial review, or because the Department of Law makes us aware of things. Sometimes just members of the public call, or attorneys. Sometimes legislators. Often, if we're amending a statute more substantively, we'll find something. And then if substantive change doesn't pass, we at least want to clean up the mistake.
Yeah. And Madam Chair, yes. I am more sensitive about the revisor of statutes bill than ever have before. Two reasons. Number one, from my friend Representative Gruenberg, who always watches repealers, who has taught me well to do that. And
that's
the other
Gaul
one.
Rule.
And then the other one is when we were talking about the same-sex benefits issue, and the issue came up of the gender-neutral change that was meant to be a conforming change, ended up in court turning it into a policy call. And so when I'm watching it, Ms. Finley, I watch it very keenly now. So, but I haven't seen anything in here other than those three things that jumped out.
Right. Pam, we appreciate your year-long work on this, and it's extensive. Representative Gruenberg.
I just have one word question.
Okay.
Define GRIZ on page 3, line 4.
Through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, that was his name. I asked, I went to the Department of Public Safety and asked them about these fireworks regulations and asked how I should change it, given that the Interstate Commerce Commission was no more. And they said, Mr. Bellinger, I believe, said, ask GRIZ. Here is his email. So I corresponded with GRIZ, but I know no more about him.
I assume he's the proprietor of Grizzly Fireworks. Isn't that the name of the company?
One would make an assumption, but
I believe Senator Stevens may know him. You could ask him who
okay.
Grizz is.
I just had to ask that. Thank right. you.
Great. Well, are there any other further questions from the committee? All right. Again, Pam, we thank you for your work, and I would entertain a motion.
I move the bill with individual recommendations.
Thank you, Representative Samuels. Any objection? Mm-hmm. All right, with that, the bill is passed, and if everyone would stay
hey,
and sign.
Where did the bill go before this?
State Affairs.
State Affairs.
Okay, so does it have a due pass on it already?
I'm sorry?
Not in this house.
Does it have a new pass?
Let me look for you. Not in this house. This is the first committee referral in the House. And next, it's going to Finance. In the Senate, it went to State Affairs and Finance.
And for the record, I did not state that Representative Samuels joined us some time ago. Thank you.
Are you concerned about it not getting a due pass? I'll do a due pass.
I was going to do a due pass if need be, just to make sure.
Make sure we had it.
Right.
With that, we are adjourned, and the time is 1:32.